and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. Well, if you are just getting your morning started, your week started, y'all, fall is ushering itself in. Yesterday was the first official day. It was absolutely gorgeous. Today, it's cool enough this morning for just a light jacket. It feels amazing, and it feels like football season. Even though it's already started, the weather, it really, really makes you say, okay, the cool weather, football season, they just go hand in hand. I'm going to tell you what, Friday night, if you're a high school football fan, you got wet, depending on where you were. It rained from the beginning of the game until the end of the game. So it was a wet Friday night for all of those high school football fans. But we hope that everybody came out and was safe getting to their destinations home. But I'm going to tell you what, it was a great weekend. I hope that yours was as well. I hope that you rested. And I hope that you have your momentum ready this morning. And if you don't, all you've got to do is stop, take 30 seconds and say, you know what? I have momentum. Today is going to be a great start to my week. I've got it. And you can have what you say. And when you say it, when you confess it, when you put it out there in the atmosphere, when you send it out there, it'll come right back to you. And it'll be what you say. So you might as well start off on the right foot this morning. Now, as you're starting off, we always like to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. You know they're in effect until 9 a.m., so make sure that you're slowing down. As we were driving on 71 this morning, the first school zones were not flashing for some odd reason, but we know that they're in effect. Whether they're flashing or not, there's some problem that we've got to slow down. We've got to help our bus drivers. We've got to help our crossing guards and resource officers. And most importantly, we just have to make sure that we stay engaged, especially for kids standing out at bus stops that are unattended by any adults. Make sure that you're watching out for all of those things this morning. And make sure that you've given yourself enough time. I'm going to tell you, when you do that, it makes absolutely all the difference in the world. This morning, I have my very large cup of momentum, and as I'm sitting here, my contact lens just popped out of my eye. I had to pop it back in. Feels better if you wear contact lenses. You know, sometimes that happens. I got a hair in the eye, and just pop it out and pop it back in. But you know what? I feel great. The weather is great. I believe it's going to be a great week. It was a great football weekend. What about those Saints, D.C.? The first time, really, that they've gone 3-0 since they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What do you think? You think?
They look good.
You think they look good? You think? Yeah. What about that defense, huh?
Yeah, they look good. They really do.
I mean, it's almost as if when Sean Payton stepped back into the dome, everything changed. I mean, the team has a new energy. They've got momentum, and they really looked good on Sunday evening. So go Saints for all of those Saints fans. It was a big football weekend, as always. A lot happened. It was good to see the Honey Badger out there really hawking the ball, had an interception. Wonder how that felt for him, D.C., being back in the Big Easy in the Superdome, you know, showing up and showing out. Of course, they didn't win, but, you know, you hope that
No, the Saints won.
I'm talking
what
about.
What he did, homeboy did good.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, he did good, though.
I'm talking about.
I tell you what, if it would have been something he could have did to make it better, he would have.
Absolutely.
He is a ball hog.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Hey, did you have a favorite college game this weekend? No real favorites?
Man, I was just telling CJ, I really didn't. There was really nothing that, you know, because a lot of teams were playing the smaller schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see some teams struggling, like Michigan struggled to beat a smaller school, and I think UMass or somebody. But, I mean, you know, they're just right. Next week is going to be the tail. They're getting ready to get down.
Mm-hmm.
All the exhibition games are about over. People are about to start playing teams that are equally matched.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're about to start seeing some really, really hard down, hard nosed football.
Weren't really impressed with the LSU-Auburn game.
The LSU-Auburn game, the Florida game was all right,
mm-hmm.
You know, but nothing really that was just, you know, overwhelming like that Texas A&M-Alabama game.
Last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks. It's just going to be a little time.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Well, as we get past football season, the cool weather is ushering itself in, and it's also that time for fishing season to reignite.
Oh, yeah.
So
October, I will be, you know, putting the boat back in the water.
Back in the water.
Took a little hiatus.
Uh-huh.
Since I think August was the last time. Early August. Uh-huh. So about 2 months I'm actually taking off.
So how long do you think it's going to take the water to cool down and the fish to make the transition?
I don't know. I have to ask one of those real anglers. But, you know, it's got to be cooler than what it was in August, because mm-hmm. I would put the bait down, in the live bait in the water in mm-hmm. August, and 15 minutes later it was dead and hard.
Yeah.
So that just kind of stopped me from going.
Yeah. So a lot of people are looking forward to the fishing season starting back up. Got the boat service. Got everything ready.
Boat is ready to go.
Yeah. All, you know, everything is right on point to start the fishing season. So it's an exciting time, you know. It feels like gumbo season is coming back. People are talking about their gumbos and they're getting ready. And, you know, more great football, more great hunting and fishing. And so a lot to look forward to as we, who's that?
Richard Quinn.
What'd he say?
He said, don't start to mess about fishing.
Yeah, we will be fishing. But you know what? Truthfully, I enjoy fishing when it's hot. I don't mind the heat. It's the cold weather that really kind of, it throws you off. It gets really, really cold on the water.
And that's the best time to go.
Yeah, well, that's the best time.
For the kind of fishing we do.
Exactly.
White perch fishing.
But we're
colder the better.
The colder the better. We're excited about it. We had a great weekend. But I know we've got to take a break here. We're going to tell you what's on point and who's next right after this. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren. For my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend,
travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:50, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Simla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember to share today and shape tomorrow. Here's how you can get involved. If you're a senior 55 years old or older, you can phone 318-484-2260. And what we love about the program is they pay you to volunteer. They pay you a stipend as well as gas mileage. Money that does not affect any of your current incoming income. So again, all you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Remember, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Avoyelles Parish is the best place to stay and play for all the wonderful activities that are happening just a drive away. McDonald's of Alexandria and Red River Bank, everyday extraordinary banking. Also want to remind you about some really, really neat things coming up, fundraisers that are happening in your community. Remember, the 7th annual Sisters in Pink luncheon is happening. It is Sisters on a Mission. It's their 7th annual luncheon. It's happening this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Alexandria Convention Hall. The tickets are $15. For more information, you can phone Miss Maxine Gaines at 318-484-9537 for tickets. It's going to be the lunch. It's going to be a great lunch. They're going to have a great speaker, and it's all to support breast cancer. So make sure that you connect with Sisters on a Mission and go out and support those efforts. Also, Gina High School boys and girls basketball programs are giving a men's basketball tournament on the 28th, this weekend, at Gina High School. The entry fee is $200, and they're going to have barbecue plates. They're going to have teams, unlimited players. They're even suggesting that you have jerseys for the tournament. It's going to be a great opportunity for people in the community to give back, to help the athletic department, to help the boys and girls basketball team. For more information, you can call Coach Christy Small, 318-992-5195, or you can call Coach Alex Perkins at 318-880-1156, 880-1156. Go out and help them to support that. Also want to remind you that the 2013 Homeless Awareness and Advocacy Week is starting today. So they're having their third annual Homeless Summit. You can go out and be a part of that and help to be the change that you want to see in our community. Now, switching gears just a little bit this morning, let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. You might remember, at around the first of the month, we talked to Dr. Valerie Young about the imposter syndrome and what that really means, especially for women and for minorities and for those who come from maybe more disadvantaged backgrounds. Well, we're talking about how those self-limiting feelings and beliefs about oneself can really stymie your success or hinder your success, and why accomplished women feel that they're faking it. Why don't they feel like their success is what it is, their success that they've worked hard for? And so this morning, we're going to talk to a lady who has really, really climbed the corporate ladder. I mean, she has had so many successes that it's unbelievable. And she has written in her new book about conquering self-doubt in order to embrace success. And for many people, as you're traveling in, you're working harder and harder and feeling less and less justified for the success, for the accolades, for the titles.
And it is something that many people are dealing with. But until the research really, really came about the imposter syndrome in successful women and the secret thoughts that they were having, no one was really talking about it or acknowledging it. And in both of these ladies' books, they both give, I mean, just story after story of women who have not felt worthy of their success. And so as you dig down into it, what I was sharing with DC is that, you know, we talk about the mean girl syndrome and we talk about how unkind women are to each other and even girls. And we hope that conversations like these will propel women into the next generation to stop it, to stop feeling unjustified. And I think that a lot of that comes from the way that we treat each other. And so we're working harder, but really in truth, we don't feel worthy of the success. And so this morning, we're gonna talk about how we can help girls and women that are on the fast track or on the track to success, how we can help them to get beyond those obstacles. And really, what I found from reading both of the books is that a lot of it has to do with our own fear, our own anxiety that won't allow us to be who we are. And so this morning, it is going to be an incredibly wonderful conversation. You got to stay on point for it. It is a conversation that you just absolutely don't want to miss. It's a conversation that we want to share with our young girls. We want to share with our young women. And we want to share with those women who may be going through this very thing right now and just didn't know how to identify it. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our guest and we're going to tell you about her book. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's just a minute after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:01 Eastern. And as I told you when we came back, we were going to talk about a subject that we think is really going to change a lot of our minds and hopefully shed light on where we are as women and where we're going. And let me introduce you to our guest. Her name is Joyce Roche, and she's been a trailblazer in the corporate world for more than two decades. She recently retired as CEO of Girls Incorporated, the nonprofit organization whose mission is to inspire all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. But prior to joining Girls Incorporated, Joyce served as COO and president of Carson Products Company, which is now part of L'Oreal. And at Avon Products, she broke new ground, becoming Avon's first African-American female vice president, the first African-American vice president of marketing, and the company's very first vice president of global marketing. Well, now she is the author of The Empress Has No Clothes, Conquering Self-Doubt to Embrace Success. Joyce, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to the conversation, Colette.
Absolutely. And so, Joyce, what I didn't mention is that you're really a hometown girl, sort of, kind of. You're from Louisiana, kind of started in Iberville, and then your folks migrated to New Orleans.
Yes. I basically grew up in New Orleans. I was born in Iberville, but spent my entire formative years in New Orleans all the way through undergraduate, where I went to Dillard University, and then I left after graduation to go to New York to go to Columbia. Yes, I'm very much of a homegrown girl.
Absolutely. Went to Columbia and got your MBA, and then your journey sort of starts there. And I want you to talk about how the journey starts. And for me in the book, it sort of started really, really with the letter to your younger self. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, in 2005, I was asked by Ellen Spragan, who was doing a book called What I Know Now, Letters to My Younger Self. And she asked me, it was 30 women. She asked this question, if you could speak with your 30-year-old self today, with the knowledge that you have, what would you say? And it was an interesting question. I had, it was like, oh my goodness. But immediately, this story came. My message came to mind, and it brought up the time that I was in corporate America. I was moving up the ladder very rapidly, and yet I wasn't enjoying the journey. That each time I was promoted or received a new level of responsibility, there was this little voice in the back of my head that would say, oh, you're going to stumble, and they're going to find out that you're not really ready for this, and they're going to say, we knew we shouldn't have given her that chance. We knew she couldn't cut it. We knew she wasn't ready for this. And so it caused me to work, you know, crazy hours, to over-prepare for everything, never to really feel comfortable. And therefore, even though the success was there, I wasn't enjoying that journey. And when I, when Ellen's book was published, my letter was one of three that was reprinted in O Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was reprinted, I received, both from Ellen's book's release and from the magazine, just a whole series of notes and emails from people saying, you are telling my story, you need to do a book. And so it really surprised me. I had no idea, because for me this was kind of a personal confession in mm-hmm. a sense. And so when I left Girls Inc., I stepped down from the CEO position in 2010, toward the end of 2010, and I thought about it, and after about 6 months I said, you know, if in fact my story, how I learned to quiet the voice, the challenges I went through during that process would be helpful to people who are right in the midst of their career, and two things. One, feeling like they are the only ones who have these feelings, which I thought I was,
mm-hmm.
until Ellen's book came out and all these people reached out to me. And then two, to let them know that there were strategies to quiet the voice. And I also wanted them, the other thing I did in the book, while the book is my story and it chronicles how the different points and milestones in which this voice really got loud and how I had to learn to quiet it, but also I reached out to people that I knew throughout my career who were highly accomplished people and just talked about the fact that I was doing this book. And if they said, oh, my goodness, I dealt with that, I would ask if they would be willing to be interviewed in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some really wonderful accomplished people like Debbie Lee, who's the CEO of BET,
mm-hmm.
and the CEO of the former CEO of AT&T, and Eileen Fisher, the designer, and Rick Goings, the CEO of Tupperware. A number of people who said, I dealt with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, that's a powerful message, because not only will people know that they're not alone, that they can quiet the voice, but thirdly, that in fact it does not mean that you won't be successful.
Absolutely. And so, Joyce, when you were asked to write the letter mm-hmm. to your younger self, what kind of courage did it take to be really open about retracking your life and the success? Did you even know that you had these issues until you really opened up in this letter?
Well, let me answer the first one, the last one first. No, I had no idea. I just, you know, this I'm going to say, this kind of lack of comfort, the self-doubt, basically,
mm-hmm.
which is what it was something that I internalized but never really verbalized. And so I didn't know that, I had never expressed this to anyone, basically. And when I was asked to do the book, and this, you know, these feelings immediately came,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost like, you cannot not be truthful about this. You need to express this, and you're at a point that if in fact you're still so concerned that you will be judged
mm-hmm.
by what you're saying, then you really haven't really learned how to quiet the voice. I talk about quieting the voice as opposed to getting rid of it, because it doesn't go away, but you do learn how to manage it, you learn how to quiet it, and you learn how to not allow it to have the grip on your life anymore. So it was almost like I had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
But to express it in an honest way.
Was there a freedom, Joyce, when you finally said, look, here it is, this is what my life was, and this is how I went through it?
It was a freedom to be able to express it. And as I have, you know, now that The Empress Has No Clothes has been published, I am just getting so many people, I'm doing a lot of events on the book, and so many people are saying just that, oh my goodness, I never knew that anybody else dealt with this. And it's really so great to know that there are others and that there are strategies to quiet it. So there is an absolute freedom that comes with acknowledging it to yourself. And it doesn't have to be anything. You know, when I did it, I was, I had stepped down from the Girls Inc. position. But when I expressed it in the book, I was CEO of Girls Inc. And I was at a point in my career that I felt like I had done everything to prove, I had accomplished everything that would give evidence to whether or not you wanted to, how you wanted to define me from a professional standpoint, that any judgments you would make about me were on you, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And at that stage, and what was amazing, Colette, was when I told people about the book, even before they read it, they would say to me, oh, no, there's no way mm-hmm. you had any of those feelings.
And Joyce, that's what I was feeling throughout the book. I mean, I was cheering for you because you come from Dillard University, just to kind of give people a background. And then I love the way that the young men, I think it was Robert and
Ellis,
they come in and they talk to you about where women are, African-American women are at that point, and that they get an education, they become teachers, and they have babies. And that conversation literally changed the trajectory of your life. And I mean, the climb was just all, you know, it was all the way, you know, you started going up after that moment.
Well, I think it was the conversation with Robert, who was my boyfriend at that point, and he was basically saying, you know, you're going to be like everybody else. You're never going to do very much mm-hmm. with your life. And I got really angry at him that he was going to project what I was going to do or be. And I think as a result of that, it kind of shook me into a realization that maybe I was selling myself short, that because, you know, as I was growing up, our opportunities were limited. You know, you were, as a woman, especially as an African-American woman, and I grew up, you know, from a family of modest means, so it was all about, you know, getting an education and making something of yourself. But making something of yourself from a professional standpoint was you could either be a teacher, mm-hmm. A nurse, a social worker, but nobody talked about business school or anything like that. Nobody really knew it. And they were talking about this, and I just said, wait a minute. If this guy thinks that he's got so much mm-hmm. more going for him, and I think that I have the same or better aptitude or at least equal to his abilities, I ought to be able to go to something like business school. And that made me look at the world with a much broader lens than to that point I had ever looked at the world, because I was letting it be, my world was being defined but by what my experience to that point had been.
And so
it really did open up a lens.
And so I want to talk about those women, and one of the things that Dr. Valerie Young talked about in her book that really, really, she really studied and talked about the imposter syndrome, and she talked about the way that it pertains to or affects women, minorities, but in African-American women. And I want to talk about how you take on the challenge of going to Columbia when maybe the subtle messages, and maybe they weren't so subtle, were you were from or got educated at an African-American university and you really maybe didn't have what it took to compete at the next level.
Well, that was, as I started working on the book, and I worked with a collaborator, my former director of communications at Girls Inc., and we talked a lot about experiences. And then when I decided to reach out to the people I reached out to for interviews, one of the things that really became apparent to me as I asked people when they told me they had these feelings, mm-hmm. I asked them to tell me about their, you know, how they grew up, their family life, etc. And one of the things that became really apparent to me was that the imposter syndrome or the self-doubt really gets triggered whenever you feel like you are different than the majority of the people that you're engaging with. So whether it's because you're a woman dealing with predominantly in a male environment, or whether you're a person of color in a majority environment, or someone who grew up from low economic means, dealing with people who you think who grew up with a lot of resources, because I have white males in the book because I wanted people to understand this is not something that just women, just people of color deal with. Caucasians deal with it, and white males deal with it as well. They may not be as verbal about it, but they do deal with it.
Absolutely.
But anyway, back to the question about Columbia, you know, externally, you know, at Dillard, I felt like I was being prepared. To me, I had always wanted to go to Dillard. It was like from the day I was a little girl, I mean, from the time I was a little girl, that was where I wanted to go to school. And because I felt like I was going to get the best education possible at Dillard. When I made that huge leap to decide to go to Columbia for an MBA, those external messages that we heard growing up in the South that, you know, you might think you're prepared, but you're probably not as prepared as your white counterparts, started to play in big time. But I felt like the opportunity I was giving myself was bigger than the voice. And so I could not at least chance it. So I decided that even though they may be right, but just in case they weren't, I was going to give this a shot. And so I went to Columbia. And when I got there, we were definitely in the minority. We had about 1% of the class was African-American, men and women, and only about 10% were women. We had about 500 incoming students, about 50 women, about 20 African-American, so it was about 4%, I guess. And so in Columbia, you know, when I first got into, you'd be in these large lecture halls, And it wasn't unusual to be the only person of color in a session, or maybe one of two women in a session. So you looked around and nobody looked like you, and so that voice started really loud and made me really kind of sit back, stay quiet, and just pray that the professor wouldn't call on me, because I was afraid that what I would say would be off point, would be wrong, and I would look like I wasn't supposed to be there.
Absolutely.
And so it really did, that was kind of the first big trigger that happened, and it just made me feel that I had to, you know, kind of constantly deal with this voice. And I did in my second semester, I would say, feel like I wasn't as ill-prepared as I feared I was. But it didn't cause me to then just relax and kind of feel like, okay, I'm a part of this. It made me still say that I've got to work harder than everybody else. I've got to make sure that that I'm ready for everything. And I still didn't speak up in class until the time we were leaving.
Joyce, actually, Let me stop you right there. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll talk more about your story and the symptoms of this syndrome right after this. Stay with us. We're back.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunky.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Miss Joyce Roche. Her book is called The Empress Has No Clothes, Conquering Self-Doubt to Embrace Success. And before we went to break, we were kind of talking about, Joyce, your journey. And people just got to get the book because you have accomplished so many amazing things to be proud of. But, you know, as we talk about the imposter syndrome, I just want you to give people a few examples of what that feels like and what they're going through and maybe don't know that it is called the imposter syndrome.
Oh, sure. It's the feeling, I'd say, of the self-doubt and fear that causes you to question your abilities even in the face of accomplishments. So, for example, you know, when I got a promotion, immediately the voice would start and it would say, oh, they're going to stumble this time and they're going to find out because now you're competing in a whole different group. And you're not going to be able to cut it. So, you know, it could be, you know, moving to a new level of responsibility, moving to a new company. When I first joined my corporate board, it's that little voice that creates the fear and self-doubt that you're going to fail in some way in this new place, this new realm at which you are competing. And you feel like because of that, because there may be assumptions, because, again, as I said before, you're different than the majority of the people you're competing with, you constantly feel you've got to prove that you deserve to be where you were.
And so let me ask you this, Joyce, with I only mentioned just a few of the things that you've done. You were a trailblazer, being the first African-American at Avon. You're serving on some of the most major boards in the country right now. At what point, because I was telling you during the break, for me, reading the book, the tapestry and the thread that is consistent throughout this syndrome is fear. At what point in your career is being good enough, and you really sort of stamp out that voice that always makes you feel like you were never accomplished enough, you were never good enough? When does that happen? When did that happen for you?
Well, for me, it happened. It wasn't, I'm going to say, I didn't stamp out the voice, but there was a situation that happened that caused me to know that I had to finally have enough confidence and really internally validate myself enough to be able to acknowledge my own accomplishments. I was, as you said, I was the first female African-American vice president at Avon, and I had been, it was my first real marketing job out of Columbia, and I had been there 5.5 years at Avon, and then I was recruited to Revlon for 2 years, and I was director of marketing at Revlon, and then I was recruited back to Avon. One of the things that sold me, I mean, I liked the company a lot, so it wasn't a question there, but when I was recruited back, I was told, you'll be positioned well to be one of our next vice presidents of marketing. And no one who had ever looked like me who had ever been in that position. So mm-hmm. I said, wow, that's incredible. So I went back, continued to work like I always did, accomplished, gave the evidence in a sense. And the position, opened up. And when it did, though, there was a lot of conversation about, it appeared that a white male was going to be the heir apparent. And I said to myself, now, wait a minute. You know, I've done basically everything I thought was required in order to do this, and now it seems like I'm just not even being considered. It would have been different, I guess, if I felt like I was being considered, but it didn't feel like I was being considered. So I had to gain enough courage in my confidence and courage in myself to go and face it and basically say to our senior vice president of marketing, if in fact this was the message. And he said to me, well, tell me how you compare with this person and with another white male who was potentially going to be considered. And I described my accomplishments, my strengths, and it was the first time that I actually, and he acknowledged that everything I said was true.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time that I openly, publicly acknowledged, and really for myself, acknowledged what I had done and why the evidence was already there that I should be.
Do you think for you, Joyce, was that the turning point where you said, you know what, I am just as qualified, I work as hard as my male counterparts, and I do deserve it? Was that a turning point for you?
That was a turning point for me, but I have to tell you, Carlette, I was promoted to vice president. In fact, both of us were promoted at the same time. I felt like, oh my goodness, I should feel this way. But when I got promoted, because there was so much external, I think, relating to it, because I was this first, immediately the voice started and it said, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. now you're really on a big stage and mm-hmm. you're going to stumble. And not only are you going to fail, but this means that probably every other woman or any other woman of color who gets to this position, they will probably never get the chance. So it was a greater weight that was put on me. But it did start to make me learn that I had to start to learn to manage that voice. Mm-hmm. And that's where I started to learn how to internally validate myself through basically writing down these feelings I was having, and then try and look at it, and I called the hard light of day to say, does this make any sense? Why was I feeling that way? What was the evidence that got me to be at this level or get this promotion? What were other people looking at? And try and acknowledge those things to myself that other people were seeing.
Absolutely. And so there's so much encompassed in the book. Joyce, what do you hope that people will take away from the book? What is, like, the most important thing that you hope that people that will pick the book up and read it will take away from it?
Well, there are two important things. One, you are not alone. There are a lot of people, a lot of very accomplished people who hear this voice and deal with this voice. The second is that you can quiet the voice, and you can quiet the voice to such a degree that, in fact, it won't cause you not to be successful, and it also you can learn to enjoy your journey, learn to enjoy the success that you're having. So those are really the messages. You're not alone, and that you can quiet the voice and enjoy your journey.
Absolutely. And you know what, Joyce? I had to look up what an empress was. You know, how did you come up with the title?
Well, the title, I'll give you a quick, the title actually came to me immediately when I decided to do the book, and it was based upon the Hans Christian Andersen story of the Emperor's New Clothes. And I went back, I didn't know why that came up to me, and I went back to read it, and essentially the story is that these con artists went into the kingdom and told the king, the emperor, that they could weave a fabric and clothes of this incredible quality and beauty, and that it had a mystical quality that anyone who was stupid and unfit for their post would not be able to see it. And so they convinced, and the emperor said, oh my goodness, this is incredible, you have to create this fabric and do this suit for me. So as they're doing it, he keeps sending his ministers down to see this fabric. And each one of them looks, and they don't see anything, because actually there's nothing being done. These are con artists.
Mm-hmm.
And so they then start to internalize, oh, my goodness, I must be stupid and unfit for my post. So they go back and tell the emperor how beautiful the fabric is, and then how beautiful this suit is. Well, ultimately, they tell the emperor that the suit is done, and the emperor goes down, and he goes, and he doesn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, oh, I can't acknowledge that I'm stupid and unfit for my post. I'm the emperor. So he pretends to put on this suit, which doesn't exist, and parades in the kingdom naked, because he doesn't want to, he wants to make sure, he thinks that he can't see it, everybody else can see it. And so everybody in the kingdom knows that he's naked except one little kid who says he doesn't have on any clothes. So essentially for me, the whole idea about the imposter syndrome is that you never want to feel stupid or unfit for your post, and that drives you to constantly work to quiet that voice that you might be.
Wow.
So that's how the title came on.
Joyce, the book is absolutely amazing. Just to read about your accomplishments speaks volumes. Once again, everybody, the book is called The Empress Has No Clothes, Conquering Self-Doubt to Embrace Success. Joyce, we want to thank you so much for sharing your story and for spending the very best and earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I had a lot of fun with it.
Many, many blessings. The book is a must read. Joyce, stand by for me. Hey, everybody, we've got to take a break here, but we'll be back with more after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. People.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:38 Central Standard.
Well, 8:39 now, 9:39 Eastern, and our guest has been Joyce Roche. Her book is called The Empress Has No Clothes, Conquering Self-Doubt to Embrace Success. And during the break, DC and I were talking, as Joyce and I were talking before she got off. And, you know, we were saying that that fear is something that every person deals with. And I was re-chronicling Joyce's story of being a girl who had grown up, a young woman who had grown up in New Orleans and had gone to Dillard. And her very first really big accomplishment was getting on a plane and being accepted at Columbia University, leaving New Orleans for the very first time and heading to New York, not knowing what was next for her life. And DC, you were talking about really understanding it and coming to terms with the fact that it happens to a lot of people. And as a young person, when you attain success and you feel that you're not worthy, if you don't find a way to come to terms with it, then it will really be your undoing.
Yes, it will.
And for you, you were talking about leaving home and being the first in your family to go to college and what that felt like.
Yeah, it was a task. I mean, you know, just to, you know, being, you know, 18, 19 years old, leaving home, and not just leaving home, but with me, when I left, I just had instant success.
Right.
Right.
Talking about college.
Right. I left Bunky one day, and 3 weeks later, I was boarding an airplane to go play Texas A&M.
Wow.
And I had never flown before at that point.
Wow.
Just little things like that was like, wow, what am I doing here?
And so, but at that point, you don't feel worthy of that, though.
Well, there were so many other people at the college that was playing football and were, you know, that I, deep down inside myself, thought that they may have been better than me.
Right.
You know, that was just my inner thoughts.
Right. And that's what she talks about. And how many of us feel unworthy because we do feel like the success that we have, either we feel like anybody could do it,
right,
or we feel that there was somebody that was better than you.
Absolutely. You know, most of the guys, you know, I was from the small town of Bunk, and most of the guys that were playing there were from bigger schools, bigger cities,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them were from Texas, you know, and all they talked about is we played at big schools and
right.
stuff like
and
that.
And they were standouts at their school.
Yeah, they were standouts at their schools. And, you know, to them, it didn't really make sense for a guy from Bunky, from the little small school, you know, but the people that were overseeing was really seeing the talent that people had. It didn't
mm-hmm.
matter where you were from.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew when I was coming in that that's what they were expecting to get.
And, you know, as we have this conversation, DC, and for all the people listening, I hope that the conversation has really made people think about whether they are experiencing this in their own lives and to be able to be authentic and honest with yourself. Because as I shared with Joyce and as I was reading the book, fear was the main thread that traveled throughout everybody's story that talked about having these imposter feelings or feeling not worthy enough or feeling fake and working harder. And I said to Joyce during one of the breaks, I said, where does fear come from? It comes from the devil. And until we really admit that and acknowledge that, I think that people will remain caught up in feeling unworthy. And one of the things that she said in the book is it's about finding one's purpose. And when you remain silent, she said, all people have is a blank canvas on which to project their own perceptions. And so for a lot of people, I think that false sense of security, that false sense of confidence and self-assuredness has taken people for so long that now they're afraid to say, you know what? I don't feel good enough. I don't feel like I'm doing a good enough job. I don't feel worthy. And until I think you really come to terms with that and kind of do a self-inventory and realize, and it's like LaTanya Charles said on Friday, really that you're okay with yourself, until you really, really get okay with yourself, I think it's always going to be a battle for the next thing. And then when you read Joyce's book and you see her climb, I mean, she's constantly climbing up the ladder of success. And then you ask yourself, when do you feel good enough? When have you accomplished enough that you can say, okay, I'm okay. I'm good at what I do. And I don't know when or where that happens. And I think that that's why we have to really explore this syndrome. A lot of people have it and don't even realize it. And she said, one of the things that you can't do is you can't remain silent about it. Because for many people, DC, and just like for you, for years and years and years, you've had to deal with those things in your life where you, and all of us, where you didn't feel worthy. And it wasn't until you really started taking an inventory of one's self that you really started to be okay right where you were. Isn't that true?
That's true.
And so there's so much to be said about inventorying yourself, but you got to get to a point where you realize that that needs to happen. And I think for many of us, we get so busy, we get so caught up in living life that we never stop to really look at our lives. And that's really what happened for Joyce. And it wasn't until I think she got going into the end of her career that she stopped and looked and said, look at all of these great things that she had done.
Right.
And for a lot of people, DC, it's happening every single day.
Absolutely it is, Carlette. But fortunately for Joyce, she didn't stop. What happens with these type of situations is that people will go into a sort of a self-sabotage mode where you know, the imposter syndrome will cause them to feel insecure. And the next thing, you know, and this doesn't happen to all people.
Right.
But some people would rather just go back to their comfort zones. You know, I'm not comfortable here. I don't belong here. And they go back to where they feel comfortable.
Wow.
Which is where they come from. You know, everybody can't go leave home and make it.
And, you know, and see, I think that that's precisely the role that fear plays in all of that. That fear right. will cause you to go back to mm-hmm. where you came from. It'll either cause you to go back or it'll propel you forward. And her fear kept propelling her higher and higher. It's worth reading, I'm telling you. It just kind of gives you a sense about possibility and purpose and what we all have within us, in that when we push past our fears, anything is possible. The book, once again, The Empress Has No Clothes, Conquering Self-Doubt to Embrace, Finally Embrace Success.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand, Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunkie, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Well, everybody, good morning and welcome back. We hope that you have your momentum on today, September the 23rd. It's 8:52 Central Standard, 9:52 Eastern. Want to remind you that we are still stumping for breast cancer. We want to encourage you to go out and support our efforts to raise money and help us all be the change that we want to see. And this is how you can do it. You can purchase a ribbon. You can purchase a pin. We've got things at every one of our locations that you can even think of. You can go to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, any of their three locations, and just say, how can I support the effort to be the change that I want to see? Or just, hey, I want to make a donation. They've got lots of ways that you can do that. You can go to Southern Heritage Bank. They have the pink ribbons. McDonald's in Pineville, we're pinking out both of their locations. For only a small donation, you can go in and buy a ribbon to honor somebody that has either gone on to be with the Lord or somebody that's battling. Or just say, you know what? We want to all bring a change. We want to see breast cancer stamped out. And that's how you do it. Just start with those simple things. Also, I want to remind everybody about the Pink Party. That is another big, big way to give back. It's going to be bigger, better, and greater this year. Tucker is going to be at the Pink Party. Tony Groove is going to be there on the ones and twos. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a celebration but it's also going to be our big fundraiser. The tickets are $20. You can purchase a table. You can also ask about sponsorship, and this is another way to give back. So we're going to be talking about it more and more as the date approaches. Also, I want to remind our seniors that today is the day, DC, for senior boxes. We will leave here immediately. We will head over to the food bank, and we'll load them up, huh? It's volunteer time. It is something that we do, and we love it. I say it every single time we do it. We get more out of volunteering than we give, I think. It's just a great opportunity. And so we encourage you to look for those opportunities to give back and to help somebody. And, you know, we encourage you not to wait until you're the person in need before you start to volunteer. You know, I got an email earlier that said when you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. But when you sow in abundance, you reap in abundance. So how are you sowing? Are you sowing at all? And that's what it's about. It's about all of us coming together. And if everybody goes to one of our locations, either Davis One Stop, Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Southern Heritage Bank, McDonald's in Pineville, if everybody does a little bit of something, or you purchase a ticket or table at the pink party, you come out and enjoy, you know what? This is how we help to be the change that we want to see. 75% of all of the monies that are raised stay right here in our community. We remind you every day about those free mammograms. Listen, it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. You can go to Cabrini Hospital and you can figure out how to get your free mammogram. All you've got to do is just ask the number, 318-487-1122. There is no excuse why women that are age 40 years old and older, D.C., are not getting mammograms. There's no excuse for it. And this is what we work for. We work to bring all of those opportunities into our community. But we need your help. We need you to go out and support these efforts. $5, you can buy a decal. $1 buys a ribbon. Go out and support it. Buy a pin, you know, to pink yourself out for breast cancer. On those days where maybe you don't have pink, you can wear your pink pin in show of your solidarity and your support. And so this is how we do it. We do it one conversation at a time, one day at a time, one person at a time. But we need your support. And all you've got to do is just do it. Again, we want to thank our guest this morning, Ms. Joyce Roche, for the work that she's doing and getting this message out and helping us all to get past it. And you know what? You don't want to live a life of regret. I know I don't. I don't want to get to the end of my life and say, I wish I would have. I wish I would have tried harder. I wish I would have worked harder. I wish I would have volunteered. I wish. You know, live your life to the fullest. Do what you can do while you can do it. There are no guarantees, and there are people in our community and our listening area that need our support and our help. And those of us who can help, well, we absolutely should help. We're going to be bringing you stories on breast cancer. We're going to be bringing you more information. We're going to be updating the information. We're going to be telling you what the scientists say. And most importantly, we're going to figure out what we all need to do to stay healthy. And that's what it's all about. Hey, I want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on Momentum Monday, the official OPT network. You know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. So that means you got to love yourself. It starts with you and it starts with me. Got to love yourself. Hey, we tell you every single morning not to forget to be the change that you want to see. Change starts with me. And it starts with you. Hey, thanks again. We appreciate your listening. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe and a wonderful Momentum Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday, everybody. Have a good one.
Somewhere I'm searching for that silver lining. Horizons that I've never seen. Just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream.
with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.